As we continue working through Psalm 119, this morning we're going to be in verses 137 through 144. So please turn with me there to Psalm 119, verse 137. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. As I read through this section, one verse stood out to me as being a little curious or not immediately logical in my view, and it's verse 139, which says, "My zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your words." I'd like to spend a moment on this verse because I think it offers a helpful perspective on some of the other verses in the section. Zeal is defined as a passionate eagerness to pursue something. And the zeal in this case, of course, is for God and God's Word. But it's the cause and effect spoken of in this verse that at first didn't make sense to me. The psalmist says, "His enemies forgetting the words of the Lord has caused his zeal to be consuming." But in other places in Scripture, we read about stirring up or encouraging each other in the faith. But here the psalmist is stirred up by unbelievers and the fact that they've forgotten God's words. So how does that work? Well, one possible explanation or analogy that crossed my mind is that there are two ways to learn something. You can learn something the right way by doing it the right way or seeing somebody do it the right way, or you can learn how not to do something by doing it wrongly or watching somebody doing it wrongly, as the case may be. For example, if I can use a silly illustration, if you try to cook an omelet in a pan that's too hot, it's going to be burned on the outside and runny on the inside. But you'd never know that unless you did it that way or got served an omelet that was cooked that way. An experience like that makes you appreciate the good omelet that's been cooked correctly. Well, likewise, seeing and experiencing what happens in people's lives if they forget or ignore the Word of God gives us a greater appreciation for how perfect God's Word is, and in turn should increase our zeal for God. So with that in mind then, let's look at some of the other verses in this Scripture. Verses 137 and 138 say, "Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful." When someone denies that the Lord is righteous and that His Word is righteous and very faithful, that person is going to have no real understanding of the meaning of life and is going to be very poorly prepared for adversity. And when we see a situation like that and compare it with what we know to be true about the Lord and His Word, then that should increase our zeal for the Lord. And speaking of being poorly prepared for adversity, the psalmist says in verse 141, "I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts." And in verse 143, "Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights." The unbeliever will have no such foundation, and that's a sad situation that should increase our appreciation and zeal for the Lord. Verse 142 says, "Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth." A lot of people today want to deny the existence of absolute truth, which leads to moral relativism and conditions like those described in the book of Judges, when everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Certainly, for those of us who love the Lord and love the absolute truth found in His Word, seeing such things will make us want to pursue Him even more eagerly. And in verse 144, the psalmist reminds us that God's righteousness is everlasting and that He is the giver of life. As we consider this, let it cause each of us to be ever more zealous for God and for His Word.